Have you ever wondered how Padre Pio navigated his spiritual trials? Join me as we uncover the wisdom of Padre Pio and discover how his insights can help you face your own challenges with grace and strength. Let's explore together and find inspiration in his enduring guidance. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Imagine starting your day with a piece of profound spiritual guidance. One that speaks directly to your heart and your journey. Today we bring you such wisdom from Padre Pio, sourced from the cherished book, Padre Pio of Pretlicina, Letters, Volume 2. Picture this, a letter written by Padre Pio on July 14, 1914, to his spiritual daughter, Raffaellina Cerase. In this personal correspondence, Padre Pio shares advice that resonates deeply, offering insights on simplicity, suffering, and devotion. Just as Raffaellina found comfort and direction in his words, you too can uncover timeless guidance that can enrich your life. So let's dive right in together and explore the enduring wisdom of Padre Pio and see how it can bring clarity and peace to your own spiritual journey. Unite your heart to the heart of Jesus. And always be simple of heart as he desires. Strive to imitate the simplicity of Jesus, keeping your heart away from earthly prudences, from bodily deception. Seek to have a mind always pure in its thoughts, always upright in its ideas, and always holy in its intentions. And also a will that seeks nothing else but God, his pleasure, his glory, and his honor. Here Padre Pio invites us to embrace a simple life, one where we put God first. It's a reminder to focus on pleasing God rather than getting caught up in worldly concerns and pleasures. How often we complicate our lives with unnecessary worries and ambitions when all we need is to strive to please God. Padre Pio then turns our attention to Jesus' hidden interior life. Let us reflect, my dear, on Jesus, who leads a hidden life. His infinite majesty is hidden among the shadows and silence of that modest workshop in Nazareth. Therefore, let us also strive to lead a deep interior life, hidden in God. I love this image of Jesus in the quiet, humble setting of Nazareth. It's a beautiful reminder that holiness comes in simplicity and humility. How often do we crave recognition and validation, forgetting that true greatness lies in quiet faithfulness and interior devotion? Padre Pio then continues with encouragement in suffering. Do not be afraid of the cross. The surest proof of love lies in suffering for the beloved. And if God suffered so much pain out of love, the pain endured for him is as dear as love itself. In the afflictions that the Lord gifts you, be patient and conform yourself to the divine heart with joy, knowing that it is all a continuous jest of the lover. Padre Pio beautifully articulates that suffering, when endured for God, becomes a testament of love, transforming it into a form of divine love. He continues by reassuring Raffaellina about tribulations. Tribulations, crosses, have always been the inheritance and portion of chosen souls. The more Jesus wants to rise a soul to perfection, the more he increases the cross of tribulation for them. Rejoice, I tell you, to see yourself so privileged without any merit on your part. The more troubled you are, the more you should rejoice, because the soul in the fire of tribulations will be transformed into fine gold, worthy to be placed to shine in the palace of heaven. Now, if these words don't inspire strength to endure life's challenges, I don't know what will. Padre Pio is telling us that trials are a mark of God's special favor, transforming us into something precious and beautiful. In other words, tribulations are a path to heavenly glory, and we should be grateful for them. Furthermore, he also touches on the spiritual battle. The one who troubles and torments you is Satan. The one who enlightens and comforts you is God. The soul that is increasingly impelled to humble itself before its Lord, and at the same time feels urged to suffer everything, to endure everything, to deserve the approval of its celestial spouse, cannot fail to recognize that all this comes from God. Padre Pio clarifies that while Satan may trouble us, God is ever present, guiding and strengthening us. In fact, God allows these torments for our greater sanctification. Padre Pio reminds us to stay humble and rely on God's grace through every trial. He then provides practical advice on maintaining devotion during difficult times. What you must do now that Jesus, in his goodness, wants to test your fidelity, is to always show solicitude in the observance of your duties, and not to neglect anything you usually practice in times of consolation and prosperity, without stopping to think about the sensible pleasures you do not feel. Since this is something accidental, which can often be very harmful to the soul, serving God without experiencing any sensible consolation is what constitutes substantial and true devotion. This is what it means to serve God and love Him for His own sake. This advice is quite straightforward. Padre Pio emphasizes the importance of consistency in our spiritual practices, even when we do not feel consolation. True devotion is demonstrated by our faithfulness to God, irrespective of our emotional state. Finally, Padre Pio advises on the value of holy reading. In this time, seek help above all in the reading of holy books. And I fervently desire that you always read these books, for such reading is good food for the soul and a good aid to progress on the path of perfection, no less than prayer and holy meditation. Because in prayer and meditation, we are the ones who speak to the Lord, while in holy reading, it is God who speaks to us. Seek as much as you can the treasure of these holy readings, and you will soon experience that your spirit is renewed. Before you start reading these books, elevate your mind to the Lord and beseech Him to guide your mind Himself, to deign to speak to your heart, and to move your will Himself. But that is not enough. It is also necessary to prostrate yourself before the Lord before starting the reading, and to do so from time to time during it, because you do not do it for study or to satisfy curiosity, but only to please Him and give Him pleasure. End of letter. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.